Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
David, a quick check on Ticket Text. We'll get back to the people. We're rolling two topics. Lions, draft, would you like, what didn't you like? And do you believe you're closer to a Super Bowl with the way you drafted and operated? Pistons fans, got your balls broken. But here's the deal. Multiple things can be true. I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, you got screwed on the last play. But when you're busy screwing yourself for the entire fourth quarter, we've given you the stats, what happened. The reality is this. No fan base has less of a gripe with officiating than you when you don't want the officials even present. If it were up to you, you'd allow knives at the game. So I just don't want to hear it.
Maybe not knives.
Up next, Brass Knuckle Tuesdays. So, like, it just, what?
Brick killed a man.
Right. Did you kill a guy with a trident? You may want to lay low for a while. But that's, dude, teams had an unbelievable year, and I just can't muster anger. You're not as good as the Knicks. You're just not. So that, it led us to, hey, this summer, are we all on the train together now? Because I don't want to hear any of this let Trajan Cook stuff. They got an opportunity. News came out today. Damian Lillard's dead. Achilles. His career might be over. Giannis may ask out. I don't fear the Pacers. The Celtics can't stay together due to luxury tax restrictions. Cleveland's not real. Philly's a bunch of losers. Bottom line, you have an opportunity to step forward. You have a lot of young players, and I don't want them all. I want to go get a star this summer, pair it with Cade, because you know what? If someone who people care about is taking that shot, mm-hmm. you get the call. You know who people don't care about? Tim Hardaway Jr.
Facts.
That's not an insult. He's a good basketball player, but just nobody a championship team wants to start. Yes, David.
I hope the Lions are ready for a step back this season. They'll be good, but a major regression is coming with all the turnover this offseason. To me, Brad did not meet the challenge of getting better.
I don't have a lot of ammunition to argue. I think the counterpoint will be a healthy defense, and they feel they have a 53-man roster good enough to win a Super Bowl. They wanted to run it back one more year. Who's right and wrong? When the bullets start flying, we'll find out. I'm not smart enough to tell you.
Can't argue with the players picked or where he got them from. My biggest beef is the issue with throwing an extra third pick away like candy when he can't do it to help his team this season to win a Super Bowl.
Listen, now that one, you know I agree. If I was giving up multiple day two or day three draft picks, it was going to be to acquire a veteran who could come in here and kill people now.
Yeah.
That was always my beef, by the way. Look, and again, I have no issue with the Tyleek Williams selection. But with all these draft picks, Rico, like if I ask people right now, hey, you could have had Trey Hendrickson for pick 28 or you can have Tyleek Williams. What do you want? See, that's the problem.
Right.
They didn't weaponize their picks to win now. But what did we say? They're going to roster build. And I think there's something, they have like a weird air freshener at Rotunda Drive where it's the be good forever air freshener. They just, I don't know, maybe they're getting turned on by having a waiting list for season tickets.
You know, they're getting turned on, Mike, because they're winning, because fans like them, and they're winning for the first time ever.
Go out and don't win a playoff game this year and see how much fans love you. This town is going to turn, Rico.
I don't think this time will turn.
Okay.
They supported this team through horrible things.
Yeah.
They'll keep supporting them. Because you'll have people saying, well, just trust me, next year, Brad knows what he's doing. You don't believe me? Look at the hockey team.
A city without expectations isn't a city at all.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Why do the Red Wings keep getting mixed up in all this conversation?
Because they're the only bum-ass team in this town. That's why.
I'm 6 years, no playoffs.
I am sick.
Next year.
You know why, Kenny? Because they're the ass crack of the league. That's why. Every other team in this town is doing things. The Tigers look like a World Series team, made the playoffs. The Lions went 15-2, and the Pistons went from being homeless to being the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Cutscene. The Wings are still the ass crack of the league. Yeah.
And national media is now picking it up. There's a lot of people like the Friedman of the world that basically are saying if Steve Yzerman doesn't do anything this offseason, I mean, he probably should have been fired years ago.
Yeah, signed 23, 24, 25.
Any truth to the rumor on the back of the jersey? It'll be the initials WTNY. Wait till next year.
Oh. New team sponsor.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'll leave it alone. We'll just go to, let's go to Murray, 97.1. Murray, what's going on?
Fellas, Brunson is gimpy right now. That knee is not going, that ankle is not going to hold out. Real short, the Pistons would go to the second round.
Woo!
Have a good day.
All right, nuanced. Murray, if you don't want to have a conversation, I can't help you. But thank you for your opinion and holding to say 12 words. Okay. Look, do me the solid. I'm not laughing at nobody. Go win the game in New York. Get the game back here. You get down 3-1, you have one choice. You take it one game at a time. I would have loved to have talked to you, but okay.
To see why you feel so confident. I mean, other than he's got a gimpy ankle, but he also has days resting. You know what? He looked pretty good on that gimpy ankle.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the way he went down, the only thing missing was that wheelchair for Paul Pierce. Now, come on now. Yeah, I mean, gee whiz. The way he went down, I go, oh, this series is over.
And he did it to himself. He was trying to hook.
Yeah, I thought it was like Dame Lillard, like, oh, he's gone. Oh,
right.
He's back.
I mean, if he needed to use the bathroom, there are classier ways to do it. Let's go to
wear Mike. White pants.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Mike 97.1. Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I'm gonna try to explain this the best I can and try to get you guys to help me out a little bit.
Okay.
In football, there's two sides of the ball, and there's two sides to each side of the ball. Now, since they started drafting, you know, we had Decker. He drafted the other tackle. We had two tackles. Then we got offensive, you know, guard on one side. You got one on the other side. You lose Jackson last year, you immediately pick up Zeller. You do that. Why isn't it the same on the defensive side of the ball? I just don't understand it. I mean, it's beyond me. You need balance. You need the opposite side. You do it for the offense. You give them all the tools they could ever wish for. My concern is with that third draft choice. You say you want an edge that can, you know, set the edge, big guy 6'7". And Jackson was sitting there for you in the third round. But what do? We give up two third round picks to get a receiver.
Mm.
It's beyond me. I'm beyond pissed off. What the hell are we doing?
You know, Mike, it's almost like you were sitting in my house because I said the same thing. What? I'm with you.
I mean, I really don't understand it. I don't know if it's the arrogancy. I know better, but everybody and their mama knows that we needed an edge. Okay, the first pick, I didn't want it, but okay, it works out. The second pick, okay, that's a good one too. But the third pick, the last 2 years, is two steps forward and three steps back. With these middle round picks last year and this year, we blowing it. It was a weekend that the Pistons blew two games, had an opportunity, and the Lions could have got themselves in great position, not just for the future, but for next season. Can we say it's now time?
It is.
Brad, if you're listening, it's now, baby. I don't care about the money that's in the bank for the long-term 401k. We need to win this year.
But when I don't.
You're talking about a sixth round pick that we're supposed to get happy with as an edge?
No.
That's preposterous.
Listen, there's an arrogance going on. I mean, that's, Mike, it's what it is. I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm not trying to personally attack anybody. They're arrogant. Brad Holmes is arrogant. To a point, he's earned a right to be arrogant, but I think it's gone a little too far for a team that didn't win a playoff game last year. Now, you're coming off an NFC Championship game where you had a 17-point lead. You know what? Show up with a blazer and no shirt underneath. Do whatever you like. But this year, yeah, I don't need flexes on sixth-round edge rushers. But guess what? They believe they have in the room what it takes to win a Super Bowl. They're giving their building one more run. I can't be mad.
No.
I can disagree. But ultimately, we're going to find out in real time. That's the beauty of sports.
I mean, kind of like Mike said, like two picks later, Landon Jackson off the board. And then Josiah Stewart goes a few picks after that. But hey, we have a four-string wide receiver.
Okay, but has he earned the right to say, I don't like those players?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what I have to live with.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it's just I can't yell about it because in the end, if they falter, if they step back, if they don't do anything meaningful this year, it's his ass. And then we'll see what receipts. I mean, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. I can't say it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, make the Super Bowl. Make the NFC title game or bust.
No. You can because those are the words of Holmes.
Okay, F it. Super Bowl or bust.
He said Super Bowl or bust. Okay. I didn't. You didn't. He didn't.
Rico wins. A lot of expectations. All right. If you like Pete's. By the way, if you're wondering, Kenny Cott, that's the only way he speaks now in his Trump imitation. Kenny doesn't even talk to us as normal people anymore. Even pre-show, it's the only way he talks. Kenny, how's your day going? Pretty good.